Allegory is closely related to the symbol. The symbol refers to the ancient practice of splitting a piece of pottery into two halves, one given to the message bearer and the other to the recipient, so that the receiver of the message could be certain of its authenticity. Thus, to symbolize is to put together two previously separated things that once formed a unity. The symbol does what it says, as is seen in the tesserae and tabulae of hospitality displayed here. They signify and do things, establish hospitality pacts, make real what is inscribed in them. The meaning is no longer literal. They do not narrate an event, but are performative. They create a reality, as pacts always do. The tessera of hospitality belongs to the Eugenio Fontaneda collection and comes from Herrera de Pisuerga in Palencia. This document, inscribed in Latin in capital letters, demonstrates the rapid Romanization of the Cantabrian area in the early 1st century AD. It is dated to the year 14 AD, just 32 years after the Cantabrian conquest was completed. Its textual expression is Roman, but its background and appearance are of pre-Roman roots. The hospitium was an indigenous social institution that allowed individuals to acquire the rights of a kinship group by becoming mutual hosts. Hospitality pacts between communities are characteristic of the peninsula area populated by pre-Celtic or Celtic-type Indo-European peoples. There is evidence that Celtiberians competed to host strangers. A type of hospitium that may have existed among the Cantabrians was based on the establishment of a formal pact obliging them to receive the stranger as a guest, creating a security of reception for anyone included in the right derived from the pact. The tabula comes from the Provincial Museum of Lugo and is dated to the year 28 AD. This archaeological object is described as a rectangular bronze laminated plaque, framed, engraved and decorated, but due to its context, it is a complex and transversal source of documentation for the study of our past. Besides being an interesting epigraphic document informing about the socio-political organization of the time, it is also an artistic piece, designing a decorative support, giving a sumptuous form to a hospitium or hospitality pact. It is a legal figure of friendship agreement that could develop a series of rights and duties, with normative rank to bind families or communities for generations. With this idea of durability, they were engraved and cast in metal and publicly displayed as a binding treaty.